Hello, and welcome to Local Motion. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Worldwide, people rallied in support of women's rights on Saturday. The Women's March in Washington swelled to 500,000 people, according to most reports. Chicago, New York City, Los Angeles also had crowds in the hundreds of thousands. In Denver, a reported 200,000 people took to the streets. The march in London was among a number of rallies across Europe on Saturday, including cities such as Berlin, Paris, Belfast, and Copenhagen. And here in rural Colorado, people gathered in many communities as well. In downtown Grand Junction, over 1,000 women, men, and children gathered to take part in the movement. I had a chance to speak with the marchers and organizers about their message and why they were there. So you're here today at the Women's March in Grand Junction. Can you tell me what brought you out today to take part in this?
I'm just really excited to be a woman today. And in this day and age, we're all here to stand together and rise together. Just so excited. It's very thrilling. Lots of energy, lots of movement, lots of beautiful signs, a lot of comments, a lot of hats.
What do you hope this movement turns into? I mean, it's now at its beginning stages. What do you think will happen in the next, you know, years during Trump's presidency as far as how this movement will grow or change?
I think we're going to have to be very diligent as we go forward, and we're going to have to do a lot of follow-through. A lot of us that are not really pros at anything are going to have to become pros, and that's okay. We can do it. We can rise, and we're going to get through this. It might hurt right now. It might be a lot of Band-Aids being ripped off, but it's going to give us the energy to keep and continue.
Wanted to ask you about your sign. What does it say? You made it yourself, I can tell.
It says bugs, and the B stands for boys, and the U stands for united with, and the G stands for girls.
So boys united with girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And why do you feel like that's an important message to put out there today?
Because boys and girls should be treated the same way. So they should be treated the same way.
Yeah. And do you think that people are worried that they're not treated the same way right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Because we're having a march.
Yeah. Do you like this march? How has it been today to be here with all these people?
It's been fun.
And how old are you?
9.
9? Are there other kids in your class that are here today or care about these same issues?
Well, I haven't seen any, but I think they do.
What brought you out here today? I'm talking to Mom now, I guess, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I came out here today because I have 2 daughters, and I am a woman that works in the professional industry out here in Grand Junction. And I just thought it was really important for my daughters to see and be a part of such a collective energy and a positive message.
So you liked the way this march was organized and sort of the message that came out of it?
Yeah, I really felt it was positive. It was a bipartisan. We have a new president, and we're just letting the world know that this is what we want, what the world wants, what the country wants, and I think that it is a really positive thing, and everybody has a voice, and we all should use it. It's not an anti-Trump or an anti-president march. It's a march acknowledging that this is our president and supporting him and saying, okay, you are in his inaugural address. He said, this isn't for me, this is for you. So if that's true, then he needs to hear what it is that he is representing. How can he be our representative if we don't tell him what we want?
So what brought you ladies out today?
I think everybody's out here for the same kind of reasons.
Yeah,
to fight for our rights and for our voices just to be heard.
I've never been to something like this before, and I think it's really important in a town like this to be able to express your thoughts in this kind of way and be supported by so many people. It's just a really different feeling, and I think this is the first time in my life I've ever seen something like this.
So are you college students here in Grand Junction?
Yeah.
So do you feel like there are more people that feel this way than you thought?
Oh, definitely. I had no idea this many people would be here. I kind of expected it maybe to be a flop. Like, I saw that a lot of people had RSVP'd on Facebook, but I didn't expect hundreds to come out, definitely.
Yeah. And what do you think about the folks that criticize a protest like this, saying, you know, give Trump a chance and let's just see how things go and stand behind your president kind of things? How would you respond to that?
I think that it's one of our freedoms to petition, and I think it's an important one indeed. And this is just a way of expressing our opinions to people who maybe can't always hear. It's hard to start a dialogue with someone who's up so high, and I think that this is a really good way of doing it. And I think that either party would have done the same thing, you know? It happens, I feel like, every election. Maybe not at this magnitude, but it definitely gives me a hope, I think. So.
Okay. Can I interview you, Callie?
Sure.
Yeah. So, what brought you out here today?
I came up with some friends from the North Fork Valley because today's the day to march.
And do you feel solidarity with women all over the world right now?
Women and men and people all over the world. It's definitely not exclusively female, but I'm proud that the women put this together.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen to movements like this and other things during the Trump presidency?
There's a lot of discussion about that because we're all mobilizing. This has created a lot of activists that might have been sitting at home previous to now. So I think we're going to get organized.
What do you worry about with this presidency? What are your main concerns?
I worry about fear. I'm afraid of fear. We're afraid of rolling back the progress that we've made. I'm afraid for our immigrants. I'm afraid for our ethnic groups. I'm mostly afraid of fear, and that's a big challenge for all of us. So being able to be together in big groups in solidarity is a lot of therapy against that fear.
So did you feel like this movement did not do a good job of including men, or what did you feel invited the whole time?
No, I think as a strong male, it's important to support the women in our lives and show solidarity for all women. And as someone who tries to be in touch with myself as a conscious being, I wanted to support and participate. You know, I spoke with my wife as she was making a lot of these pink hats for our friends, and it was something that I wanted to learn more about. I'm not one to go and march just to stomp my feet because I may not like something in big government. But this goes beyond that, and it's a very important social issue that is worldwide, and I was definitely going to make sure that I supported all the voices being heard.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of just how it was organized and how this whole thing grew?
I think it's a very important and big statement on the power of social media in terms of really getting the word out worldwide, everybody coming together. And, you know, I know a lot of men who jumped right on as well. We have a friend in Denver that I think now he's up to 95 hats that he's made for people that he's given out. You know, all our friends over there are out doing the same thing today. I think it was organized very well, and it was something that was about an important issue, that it was also fun, and a spirit of community, let's come together about this.
So what brought you out today to be involved?
Oh, it's a laundry list, really. So my sign says, you are what you love, and it's all about loving people, animals, everybody, and trying to stand up for equality.
Do you live in Grand Junction?
Yes.
Do you feel like you're a minority politically?
I don't, only because I surround myself with people who mostly think this way, at least being good to other people. Mm-hmm. But I do know that this town is probably more toward the
conservative.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you feel like this is just the beginning of something much bigger that's going to happen in the next few years during our Trump presidency?
I'm holding out hope for that. Yes.
And what brings you out today?
My daughters, one in Seattle and this one right here. let me know about this, and I was thrilled to be a part of it. And I'm a child of the 60s. We did a lot of this. And it makes a difference. And that's what we hope to do today, make a difference. Say this is where we stand. We love people.
I noticed you had a Bible quote, so it's the golden rule.
It is.
Will you remind us what that is?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is very much part of my own integrity. I have served on a church staff, so this is me. And there are people who find the Bible to be of great value who hold with all the people here.
So what brings you out today to participate in this march?
I'm participating with marchers all over the world today, actually, that are standing up to politics that they disagree with and to a hateful dialogue and dialectic that's kind of invaded our country. I'm standing up for America and for American values, and I'm here to stand for women because I think it's really important that we stand together.
What do you think is going to happen with this movement and other ones that are sort of sprouting up now over the next few years as we have Trump as our president?
I think this is a great sign that people are really willing to stand up and to stand up for what they see as American values, which are inclusive, which are open and democratic. People need to stick with it, though, so hopefully it's not a flash in a pan, but it doesn't look like it to me.
I'm here because I'm not worried so much about me. I'm hoping I'm not going to be affected by this man. I'm worried about my grandchildren and every other woman and any other person that is oppressed by his thoughts. I'm here for them.
And what do you think a march like this does in terms of resistance, I guess?
I'm hoping, because there's so much everywhere else in all the other cities, I'm praying maybe he'll get a little bit of a message. It may not be our last time to be out here, though, because we need to keep going until he gets the message.
And what brought you out today?
Oh, to be connected with other people who also are looking for a resistance to what's happening in this country, that believe in human rights and equal rights, to stand in solidarity with all groups that are marginalized in this country. And to show up and be involved and participate in the democracy, right? As Obama was talking about in his farewell speech, we have to participate and be part of this. Democracy isn't a passive thing. And so I say yes to that, and we have to.
What do you think is sort of the silver lining of all this? Of a Trump presidency.
Yeah, absolutely. It's this right here. You know, there's a lot of talk of the walls coming down between people so that we can link together. I think in one of the speeches in D.C. this morning, they said we're not ranked, we're linked. And how do we bring down the walls? And I think if relationships and bonds are built, if everyone here, if even half of these people have never been politically involved before, feel inspired to make the world a better place, then shake us out of any complacency, then that's a really good thing.
Human rights seem to be the main issue bringing people to the streets.
So your signs say, "Don't grope our rights." What made you want to send that message out today?
Everything we've seen and heard from this president needs to have this message. I don't know how else to say it other than this needs to be... There's an association between the president, if you can notice that, and our rights.
The message about human rights, why do you feel like that's under threat? Why is that your message?
I've listened to the rhetoric in the presidential campaign, and it's really clear to me that particularly women's rights, immigrants' rights, the rights of minorities in this country are all threatened, not only by the rhetoric, but the actual actions. We see laws being passed to restrict the rights of people to vote. We see laws being passed to restrict people's right to assemble. There are states who are right now passing laws prohibiting free protests. and nonviolent protest. So those are the kinds of rights that are actually under attack. It's not just something we're vaguely worried about. It's really happening in this country, and we need to stand up against it.
When people say you just need to get behind the president and give him a chance, how do you respond to that? That sort of criticism of people protesting, basically.
Donald Trump has not said anything that I can stand behind. He's not said that he's going to do anything that I can stand behind. When he says he's going to build a wall, I cannot stand behind that. When he says he's going to end the health care program that is keeping two of my personal friends alive, I can't stand behind that. When he says he's going to register Muslims, I can't stand behind that. There's nothing he said that I am willing or able to stand behind.
The speakers on the main stage reiterated the idea that there was more work to be done after the march.
Connect with the local group that you want to be a part of, if you haven't already. There are dozens of local organizations that would sing glory hallelujah to welcome some new faces. Find out who they are and what they do and get involved. And if you're already involved, I'm asking you to do more. We must sacrifice some of our precious time for the sake of our children's future. Amen. Pay attention to what your elected officials are up to and call on them if you disagree. And if you agree, let them know that too. Write letters, run for office, or support the candidate of your choice. Get to know your neighbors. Go outside your circle of friends. Find out who's doing what in your community and make a contribution to the future by doing your part. We as women, as Americans, indeed, as local and global citizens, have reached an absolutely critical turning point. The election has harmfully divided us. We have become fierce over the issues that I don't even have to mention because we all know what the hot button issues are. The only way we're going to find out our way out of this is to step out of our collective and individual comfort zones. I can guarantee you the best medicine for bitterness and disillusionment is to start working for change. Even when we're frightened and nervous and unsure of ourselves and have butterflies in our stomach. As Roosevelt said, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. And so I pray that no one here wakes up tomorrow morning and goes back to life as usual. I pray that each one of you here finds something that you will do to make our world a better place, starting in your very own community. This is a great opportunity, and women can be at the forefront because something new is waiting to be born. Women can change the world. If you so choose. So let's get to work. Thank you.
The organizers of the Grand Junction March were pleased with the turnout.
How many people you think showed up?
I've heard an estimate of 1,000. And okay. Those of us that started this were like, wouldn't it be great if we had like 200, 300? Oh my God, could we think 500? And then we get here this morning and we're like pretty happy.
What's your name?
Roxanne Dennis.
Roxanne Dennis. And what do you do here in Grand Junction?
I am a community organizer for Western Colorado Congress. And so Western Colorado Congress is one of more than 20 organizations that came together basically out of concern. And we had our first organizing meeting on December 7th. And as Scott observed earlier today, in this month and a half, we've held now 5 or 6 events. The people have come forward with money and supplies and opportunities, and it's just been amazing. We were able to be in collaboration with people like the Koinonia Church, like the Unitarian Universalist Church, Black Lives Matter, and CMU's Black Student Alliances invited us to be part of their marches and their events. And it's just been kind of 1 week of love and collaboration and an opportunity to see all of my friends repeatedly and make new friends. It's been just a great week.
I also spoke with organizer Deb Allerton of Western Colorado Congress, who credits the many organizations who collaborated on the event for its success.
The Dems had already planned the march. What happened was there was a group of people that last year organized around the UN Climate Change Conference, and they got together and planned some days of action then. And this time we were sitting around talking and just said, we need to bring people together between Martin Luther King Day and the inauguration. And so I sent out an email, and twice as many organizations, more than 20, showed up, and people divided and have planned a week of 8 to 10 different events over the last days in January. It's just been a remarkable thing to see this uprising of effort. So,
and you know, I know a lot of people, and as an organizer of something like this, there must be some debate about what is the message we're trying to send out, and people may be at odds over what their main message is.
I really didn't sense that. I mean, in the 20 organizations that came together, I mean, we were processing a lot of emotions that we were feeling, and it was a safe space to do that. But we wanted to stay strong and positive. In fact, what we decided to call this Western Slope Days of Action group, unofficially on emails to each other, was the No Name Coalition, because we didn't want to, you know, put it in a box. We wanted it to be extremely inclusive. And so the different groups, you know, they planned events out of their passions, from the Women's Reproductive Roundtable to a prayer vigil to a film on. And then we're also sharing immigrant stories and hoping people at the library next Saturday will discover that we all share, except perhaps the Native Americans who've been here, share immigrant stories. And through that, we can sense our common humanity. So that's what we're hoping to do through all the different events. And we were so glad to find out that in town there was already a Martin Luther King March, and this march was planned, but we partnered with them to really create a bigger network, I hope, for a greater impact.
And what do you think the challenges are going to be for people through this next few years as far as resistance, I guess?
I think doing the things that we can find so that we stay active in our hope and persistent, and that complacency doesn't return. So I can't control other people, but I want to continue to do what I can to make sure that hope stays alive and that we find purposeful actions that make a difference.
Have you been politically active in the past? Were you involved in other movements?
Last year when we organized for the UN Climate Change was the first time, and the more I've been reading about that, and as a grandmother and a former teacher, I'm just really concerned about what we're leaving future generations. So this is a new role, finding my voice. It isn't something I've done before, but it's amazing what happened today.
So what surprised you the most about today?
How many people showed up. It just really is touching my heart, filling me with hope.
You're listening to people in Western Colorado who took part in the women's marches that happened worldwide on Saturday. Other marches locally include Cedar Edge, where 100 people reportedly gathered, and in Paonia, a group of about 30 marchers gathered on Grand Avenue to take part in the movement.
This march in Paonia is smaller than it would otherwise be because a lot of women from the North Fork went to Denver today. There maybe as many as 40. We were well represented over there.
What does your sign say?
Don't get frustrated. Get involved. Don't complain. Organize. Maria Mali.
Yeah.
Says that.
Why did you come out today?
I think this is a historic occasion, a historic day, and wanted to be a part of the millions of people who are marching for women's rights and all of our rights.
And were you thinking of going to one of the bigger marches? Why did you decide to stay in Paonia and take part here?
Yeah, I thought about it. You know, there's a lot of work and things to be done around here, but I wanted to represent, and, you know, this is home. So let's show our support for the movement and for women.
Did you feel as a man that you were, that this sort of movement was inclusive to men?
I'm out here.
Yeah.
Of course it's inclusive. It's just being led by women. And any man with good sense knows to trust a woman's judgment.
So why are you coming out today to march in Paonia?
I'm here to support women, obviously, women's rights, but also because my husband wanted to march. And I think that's pretty special and important, and you need to support him in supporting me.
Yeah, that was what I heard.
What do you think is sort of the silver lining with all of this?
Well, I think there's a huge silver lining. It is really inspiring to see so many people that have heard the wake-up call. They realize that their rights are under assault. They need to come out personally and defend them. And I think there's some symbolism here in that in order to heal our country, maybe the poison needs to be drawn out first, and then we can heal completely. So I'm optimistic. This is just the beginning of the healing.
I'm Allie Lightfoot for KVNF. Thank you for tuning in to Local Motion.